thousands of NHS workers, which includes nurses from the Royal College of Nursing, will now strike this Thursday, the 15th of December, and again on the 20th in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. Ambulance workers, including paramedics, emergency care assistants and call handlers, will take industrial action on the 21st of December and the 28th. Postal workers were striking yesterday and are expected to continue on a number of days this month. Rail strikes will take place over 4 days this week and from Christmas Eve until early on the 27th of December. More are also planned in January. And Border Force staff, driving test examiners, security staff on Eurostar and some civil servants are also walking out this month.
There you go. That was the list of the number of industrial actions and strikes planned. Practically every day for the remainder of the month, there'll be somebody striking, if not two or three different groups of workers striking in the United Kingdom. Noel O'Sullivan's with the Kerry Association in London and is with me on the line. Noel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Not too bad. Is anyone left working in England?
I think it's only myself and one other person. I think that's all.
that's what it sounds like. No, there's a lot of different reasons. Go on.
Yeah. I left the house this morning at 6:30 and the traffic was very, very light, actually, believe it or not. People are staying at home because of all the confusion and the whole lot. It's just absolutely unbelievable what's happening.
Yeah, it's just taken off. It was the rail, it was the postal, and then what it got announced last week was the border force security at certain airports. So then all of a sudden the nurses are in on it, driving test instructors, security staff. So it's across the board. Look, what's it going to mean, Noel, for people trying to plan and Kerry people trying to plan? First of all, I suppose, to get home for Christmas, you'll have to second guess things and try and hope that you can get a train or a taxi or a ferry or something.
Yeah, but the problem is that the people had booked well in advance to go home for Christmas, as they always do.
Yeah.
And now they're left in a situation where the flights, the baggage handlers are coming out as well, I believe. And there is great uncertainty completely. And families with young children, predominantly families with children, who now have the added burden of the expense of going to the airport by taxi with no trains, and it is an awful lot of unbelievable expense on these people going home for Christmas. And lots of people then, obviously, with the help about the baggage handlers and all this, they then went and tried to book ferries at the last minute, and of course the price of the ferries has gone up enormously as well. And it's terrible for these people. Unbelievable.
Yeah, absolute nightmare. I'm trying to figure out, I have my flight booked since the summer maybe, or even since this time last year. I'm trying to get home. Now I have to go. Will it? And even if you have your flight and it's still scheduled to go, you might not know until the day that you turn up at the airport that your airport or your airline is the one affected. And you can't actually travel, so you have to try and second guess it.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's and terrible.
Yeah, no, there is no easy answer. The government over there seem to be kind of at odds with the unions at the moment. I know Rishi Sunak was speaking in Parliament last week. I don't know what he's going to say this week about it. But last week, they were on about strengthening the anti-strike laws that are there. So the Tory party seem to be a million miles away from compromising or resolving or trying to prevent any of these strikes, do they?
Exactly, yeah, because they are settling in for the long haul. Now, the long haul is not going to solve anything, believe you me. It's going to create hardship on all these people. But what should be done, actually, these people should get together, sit down, have an arbitration, have a mediator in the middle, and come to a fair resolution. I mean, obviously, the government are in a position as well that over the last 3 years with the pandemic and the war in Ukraine and all the money that they had to spend on the people when they were working, couldn't be able to work with the COVID and all that, they have been under an enormous financial strain as well. Then you've got the militant unions who, fair enough, you've got to have representation for people, for workers, this and that. But you've got the militant element of it where they are totally don't listen and they're just unbelievable. They don't listen to reason. But I think arbitration will have to come in. People have to sit down around the table, because at the end of the day, whether this is finished next week or the week after in 3 months' time, will only be resolved through arbitration.
Yeah, yeah. So, and in the meantime, there's people like people trying to get home to Kerry for Christmas who are caught in the middle, and all the others, millions of people who are affected in their plans, whether it's shopping, whether it's appointments in your hospital, doctor visits, all of those things, all completely destroyed between now and Christmas and beyond, the way things are going.
Yeah. You see, it goes beyond that. I've got several friends who have premises in the City of London, in the hospitality scene, and yeah, they are lost all their business time of the year, in this week and the next 10 days.
Yeah.
They've lost all their functions due to people not being able to come into the city to work, working from home, and they've lost out in so many, which was their bread and butter to get over the winter.
Yeah,
and I know several people, actually two of them from Kerry, who are, they will not be in business after the new year, I can assure you.
My God, that's it. They're at the end of their terror. And we've learned this morning that, to top it all off, a row has broken out between Unpost and the UK's post office about the implementation of post-Brexit customs rules, leading to thousands of online purchases by Irish customers being returned each day to smaller British retailers.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
It's never ending.
Yeah, absolutely. No, listen, look, best of luck is all I can say. Thanks for filling us in on what the level of disruption and chaos that is there. Hopefully there's some sort of resolution to some of these strikes between now and next week. And look, if I don't talk to you and we don't talk to you, happy Christmas. Hope you're able to travel
safe. Thank you very much, Johnny.